We are learning Masechta Zuma Daf Ayin Tesam Beis, and we are beginning Ayin Tesam Beis, 9 lines from the top, beginning of a line. We had a memra from Rabbah, B'Shem Rav Yehuda, that a Kesevis Agas is more than a Kebeya. And we had a Kasha that Rav Yechanan ate 2 Kesevis out of the Sukkah. So Mar answers, no, 2 Kesevis is smaller than a Kesevis Agas, and therefore that could be smaller than a Kebeya. Because you know, Kebeya is Chayiv and Sukkah, like in Vuvivar Tzadok's story, that they gave him less than a Kebeya, but Kebeya is Chayiv and Sukkah. Rav has a different teretz. Very important teretz lahalach. Rav Amar, a different teretz. You know why Rav Yechanan didn't eat in the Sukkah? Not because it was less than a Kebeya. It was more than a Kebeya. But you know why he didn't eat in the Sukkah? Rav Amar has a time mom, and have a lay peri. Because peris, or peri loy by a Sukkah. Rav has been chadash to us, peris do not need a Sukkah. You let as many peris as you want out of the Sukkah, you don't have to eat the peris in the Sukkah. Meisvei, that's your kasha. And Metzchem will talk about halakha l'maisa on that when we finish the Amud. About Paris. Meisvei, that's your kasha. Amar Rabbi, Kishayinu made them Torah to Rabbi Eliezer ben Shammua, when they were learning Torah by Rabbi Eliezer ben Shammua, and in those days they didn't have any zmanim even for Sukkos. So he was learning Torah by Rabbi Eliezer ben Shammua, and it came Sukkos, and they were still in Yeshiva. Havi'u lefaneinu ta'inim va'anavim. They brought us, in front of us, for breakfast, some figs and some grapes. V'achalnu achilas arei chutz sukkah, and we ate it. Chilas arei chutz sukkah. We ate it, you know, not so much. Chilas arei means not a kavur de gemil, not a set meal out of the sukkah. So it's mashma dafka chilas arei. But if it be a kavur de gemil, which means a lot of food, you need a sukkah. So it's a kasha. Rava just says peiros don't need a sukkah. It's mashma you need a sukkah. The only reason you need a sukkah is because chilas arei. We ate a chilas arei chutz sukkah, and a chilas arei in a chilas kvar loy. A kavur de gemil, established meal. No, you have to eat even though it's made out of peiros. You have to eat in the sukkah. So it's a kasha on Rava. And for the Gemara, ima chalnu ke'achilas arei chutz sukkah. We ate a lot of it, just like achilas arei is muta arei sukkah, achilas arei of pas, we ate the peiros arei sukkah, as many as we want. That's the appetite. It doesn't mean they ate peiros in a temporary way. Any peiros you eat is always like a temporary way. That's one teretz. And Bais of another teretz is, you have to like read it like this. Achalnu achilas kva, we ate peiros achilas kva. We also ate the accompanied with it pas. V'chalno pas achilas arei b'hadayah with it chutz sukkah, added a sukkah. But avada, Rava is saying peiros don't need a sukkah, and he answered the raya's by saying either it's ke achilas arei or it's not, the arei is going on the bread part of it, not on the peiros part of it. What?
How do you eat bread out of a sukkah?
Less than a kebei, you'll add a sukkah. Less than a shear of achilas kva, you'll add a sukkah. We had a 4 rab tzadik. We just had a 4 rab tzadik. Let's bring a raya to this halacha that peiros ha-potur. It says in the Mishnah, there's machlokes in the Mishnah, if you have to eat 14 sudas on Sukkos. Rabbi Eliezer's shita is, you have to eat 14 sudas on Sukkah. So lefika on Sukkos. Lefika, so it says in the Mishnah, lefika mhishnah mini tagima yatsa, that if you didn't get a chance to eat bread, but you ate mini tagima, which means, according to Rashi, it means like basar, or dogim, he says lifton, means things that you usually eat together to enhance the bread. If you eat that, you yotze. V'sakadat l'peri by yisukah. If peris in yisukah, listi peris, let it say peris. And if the Gemara, ma mini tagima peris, taka means peris. It wouldn't be a riot that peris don't eat a sukkah. Maybe mini tagima means peris. V'bayis have an upshot, v'asa shikha peris, no peris, only have mini tagima. You only have mini tagima and not peris. So this is the Gemara answer, is ma yisa, peris don't eat a sukkah. We want to bring a raya, because it says minitagima yotza, smashma peiros wouldn't be yotza because no chiv to eat in the sukkah peiros. No, it's no, maybe minitagima means peiros, or it's ba'asra lo shrichir peiros. Now Tosfos has a discussion here, could it be yotza with minitagima, could it be yotza shal shudas? That's what he talks about over here. It's ve'el ein limoid v'kan she'ilu minitagima lahashlam shal shudas shal shabbos. Tosfos didn't ask minitagima, but the amahacha him hishlam minitagima yotza. The shani hosam, Shabbos is different. The afinu lomid the kasef tosses zimnu hayoyim gabi mon shu mokim pas. So the shal shudas is different. Needs dafka pas. But afinu you have a mirror. The nafik begin with sudas minitagima. Come on, gabi sukkah. Come on, come on. Perilin nafik. Lamhani nami mesukkah. It says even if you want to say yaitzah minitagima, the guy peris, you're not yaitzah because it doesn't work by sukkah. So one thing is even Tosfos is that he holds that peris do not need a sukkah lamaisa halacha lamaisa like our Gemara. And it could be you do see from Tosfos that minitagima do need a sukkah. Therefore, there is a shita that's brought down that if you're eating a meal, let's say you're eating a meat meal on Sukkot, you have to eat in the Sukkot, Medina. And it's brought down in Shavuot, this sad. If someone eats a suda, so he'll say, you know what, I don't need a sukkah because I'll eat supper, I'll eat kaparchia or any other steak, I'll eat, you know, no problem, I can have a full meal with everything, I'll need a sukkah, you don't need a sukkah, it's not bread, it's not wine. No, you need a sukkah. That's the mavuya in the sukkah. I mean, it's tagima, the mavuya in the you need sukkah, and it's brought down la halacha to this tzad. But let's go right before we speak about Paris more, about the Paris, because we'll see another pshah in our Gemara here. A different shita. So the first shita held Kesevis Hagas was more than a kebaya. We had a problem from Masech the Sukkah, and we answered to Mahalchin. Either a pshat is that deer was less than a kebaya because it was two Kesevis, or Paris don't need a Sukkah. But Rav Zvid argues on the whole idea. Rav Zvid Omba, Kesevis Hagasa Sha'omru Chaserim Mekebaya. Kesevis Hagasa is taka smaller than a kebaya. The shear of Yom Kippur, that someone's Chayav Karis, is less than a kebaya. What's the raya? So they try to bring a raya from one place, it's not going to work out, they'll bring a raya from another place. The Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah. The first Mishnah, Masechtas Beya. Bechshamei Oimrim, Sa'ar Bekezayis, Chomotz Bekezavis. Shir Sa'ar, for Ba Yirah, Ba Yimotze. The law is you're not allowed to find any Chomotz, you're not allowed to see any Chomotz, have any Chomotz in your possession on Pesach, it's allowed. Ba Yirah, Ba Yimotze. What's the shir? So Sa'ar, which is sour bread, which things that can make other things Chomotz, like it's loosely attached as yeast, but it's not really yeast. It's called sour bread. Sa'ar b'kazayis, b'kazayis, shir is kazayis. Chometz, a piece of bread, chometz is b'kazavis, is the shir of a date. That's b'shamay shita. V'avina, but my time of b'shamay, why does b'shamay say that for b'al yirah by yamotz, the shir is kazavis by chometz? My time of b'shamay. So he says the reason is because the Torah says two lavim. It says a lav by chometz and a lav by sa'ar. And the problem is, dithrach mona chometz, loy by sa'ar. Just say chametz in the Torah, and don't tell me lav on sa'ar. And v'anam mina, ma chametz she'en chemutze kasha. Ma the chametz that can't make other things chametz. Aser b'kazayis is aser b'kazayis, b'bali rabbi amatza. Sa'ar she'en chemutze kasha l'koshkin. So of course sa'ar is also has b'bali rabbi amatza. So, sa'ar she'en chemutze l'koshkin, and the pekinu rachmano, since the Torah made two lavim, one for sa'ar, one for chametz, limdalach is teaching us that she'uri shazah like a she'uri shazah. The shear of this not a she'uri shazah. And we know Sa'ar, so Sa'ar we're going to say, has a less shear, it's more chomer than chometz. Now we know it has to be a minimum of a kazayis, like Rashi explains, because it can't be that the re'iyah is more chomer than achila. We know on a chometz, achila's chometz is only chayav on kazayis. So re'iyah can't be more chomer than the achila. So Sa'ar is pekazayis, so chometz got to be a little more, because saying, the Torah said it both, to say the shear is not like that. So after Sa'ar, you go to the next step. So chometz b'kesevis, that's pshat on b'shamay. B'shamay holds sa'ar is b'kezayis and kesevis, and chometz b'kesevis because it says two psukim, and why else would it be two psukim? Not to say different shiurim. So the first shiur is kezayis, the next shiur up is kesevis. V'isakadad kesevis agasa she'omru. He said mikabeya. If you say that kesevis agasa is more than a kabeya, so mechti b'shamay ashiur the nefishim b'kezayis come mahadri. He needs the next step up from kezayis. Listi kebeya. Let him say kebeya. He should hold that it's kebeya. Lame ru kebeya is the gerso also. Lame ru kebeya. It should be kebeya. The whole part is that two psukim, and it can't be the same thing, so it has to be a bigger shear. What's the next shear after kazayis? Kebeya. If your kesevis is more, it goes kazayis, kebeya, kesevis. So why do you go to kesevis? Go to kebeya. It must be kesevis goes before kebeya. So lame ru kebeya. Vinami ke adolininu. And even if you hold it's the same, also, this thing kebeya, say beya, beya. Everyone knows about the kesevis. Guys, no one knows about kesevis. What's kesevis? Elav shami no kesevis plus mekebeya. So you see from here, kesevis is less than a beya. That's the raya. Frankly, Gemara, what's the raya? If you look at the Mishnah in beya, it doesn't say kesevis hagasa. It says kesevis. Memai dilma loyel meimlo kesevis hagasa shomru yisere mekebeya. Maybe Rav Yehuda, Rav of Yehuda is right. Kesevis hagasa is more than a kebeya. Hostama, a regular kesevis, is kebeya. That is like kebeya. And vinamik adodin, even though they're the same, the Mishnah chapter, Bisham chapter, one of them didn't say kebeya, said kesevis agasa. I'm not so worried about that kasha. So it's not a raya. If it's wrong being a raya, the kesevis is less than a kebeya. It's not a raya. Maybe kesevis tak is less than a kebeya, or like a kebeya. But kesevis agasa is sure more than a kebeya. So how do you know kesevis agasa is less than a kebeya? Elam mehacha, raya is from here. Ad kama mazamnim. How much do you have to eat that you allow to bench on bread? So ad kazayis, Rav Meir. Meir says tol kazayis. That's how we paskin. Rav Yudaim ad kebeya. Rav Yudaim holds you need a shir kebeya. But my commitment, what's the machalikis? What's the beer of machlekes v'kazayis gabeim? Remeir saw, but the pasuk says v'chalta v'savata uvirachta. You eat, you get full in your bench. So v'chalta zu achila, v'savata zu shtia. Savata is drinking. V'achila and achila is v'kazayis, and achila is the kazayis. Agav. You see, Rameya Taiches v'savata min shtia. So the Meraim says that you see from here. It's brought down in the Ramah that when in order to bench, you have to drink also. Because we pass in Kazayas, you have to drink also. He says a person should drink. The Rambam says a person should make sure to drink by a suda because that makes the benching into the raisa. Anything? No, anything. You can drink water. Wine is always molech atchila, but anything, yeah. Because it's but I'm just kidding around. Not molech atchila. I'm saying in halacha, drink, it's fine. Rabbi Yehuda Saba v'chalta. I know you wanted to hear about the wine. So Rabbi Yehuda Saba v'chalta v'savata achila shiyesh by sphere. Who argues? You know v'chalta v'savata means drinking. It's a chila sheyesh by sphere, not a regular chila which is kazayis. It's a chila that has a sphere. That's the biyam machlekes. Ad kan. But what do you see? You see kebeya is a sphere. Is a, you get full. Bisag dad kseves a gas which only say me kebeya. If you say kseves more than kebeya, hashto kebeya sfuy mesava daite. No, hashto kebeya sfuy mesava. If kebeya makes you full, it's not going to make you say, calm down from your hunger, calm your hunger pains down. Of course, even less than that will calm your hunger pains. So it must be kisev is less than kebeya. Alav shema mino kisev is a gas shomru is pachos mikebeya kebeya. A share of kebeya is mesav makes you full. Kisev is meisve daite calms your hunger pains. So it comes out where it's arguing on the first man yama. So Zokta Mechamis in Masech Sukkah that the Rif says you pass like Rav Zvid, Kesev is less than a Kebeya. If you pass like Rav Zvid, so now go back to the Mishnah in Sukkah that says the Eitu Kesev is out of the Sukkah. Avada maybe Peris Achayev in Sukkah, but there he ate less than a Kebeya. So he's not Chayev in Sukkah. So you have no Shpar anymore to say that Peris is not Chayev in Sukkah. Zokta Mechamis, that feeder Rif, Peris Achayev in Sukkah. Peris Achayev in Sukkah. So there is a tzah peres chayav sukkah. They speak out dafka shivas aminim, not any peres, dafka shivas aminim. So akaponim, there's an Indian also to eat the shivas aminim dafka in the sukkah. Besides for the meat or fish meal to eat in the sukkah, shivas aminim also some shoshanim hold the chayav in sukkah. And pashat, pas and yayin chayav in sukkah. And pas includes pas of abakistan, but you have to learn through the simon and shulchan aruch, these halachas. Oh, I think it's tough for Islam a test about what you chayav in sukkah, what you're not chayav in sukkah.